From raising a family to raising almonds, there are many moments in life when having a partner makes everything easier. At Wilbur Ellis, we believe almond bloom is one of those moments. We know a strong bloom is what sets you up for a successful year. That's why when you work with us, you don't just get one partner. You get access to a team of industry-leading experts who bring you real-time answers that can boost your yield and your bottom line. We've also got innovative adjuvants like Embracier that elevate the performance and effectiveness of fungicides, insecticides, and miticides by making sure you get even coverage throughout your orchard. So don't face almond bloom without a partner. Plan for a more successful harvest by teaming up with Wilbur Ellis, because you're never alone when you have the power of we. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis representative today to see what the power of we can do for you.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Chris Perfect.
On Tuesday, Los Angeles Rams owner Stan Kroenke agreed to buy the Los Angeles Angels from Artie Moreno for a reported price tag of $4 billion, setting a new MLB record for team valuation. The deal is expected to be finalized in the first quarter of 2027. Gavin Williams fanned 13 batters in 7 innings of work as the Cleveland Guardians defeated the Blue Jays 6-1, extending their hold on the third AL wildcard to 1.5 games over Baltimore and Texas. The Dodgers fell 13-8 to the St. Louis Cardinals. Rams coach Sean McVay told the media on Tuesday he's unsure whether Aaron Donald will play week one against the 49ers in Australia. Per Tom Pelissero, the Vikings are signing veteran linebacker Kyle Van Noy to the roster. Lions placing running back Isaiah Pacheco on injured reserve. And Coco Gauff won her first round at the U.S. Open in straight sets.
Touch of Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house, leaving well fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local, down on Pine Street, the place to go. My grandma's cooking, Touch of Paso, come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
You wanted to be in the heart of town. Then I showed you a home with a great walking score and lots to do all year round. Find an agent who knows at REMAX.com. REMAX. Dream with your eyes open. Each office independently owned and operated.
REMAX Parkside, across from the City Park in downtown Paso Robles. Call 805-239-3310 or go to ParksideRealtors.com.
This is Jordan Cunningham. When life throws you a curveball, you need advocates that will fight for you. Along with my wife, Shauna, Cunningham Law Group is a legal team that understands that legal battles are personal. Whether you're navigating a difficult divorce, fighting for time with your child, or facing criminal charges, we will fight for you. Cunningham Law Group, family law and criminal defense, experience with integrity. 805-369-2399 or CunninghamLawSLO.com. Because when it matters most, we're on your side.
55 years savings and selection at D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles. But right now, Wrangler Cowboy Cut Jeans, $31.95. Classic Levi 501s, just $54.95. And at D&J, Carhartt Work Shorts, $36.95. And Wolverine DuraShock Steel-Toed Boots, $169.95. And of course, gift certificates are always available, and special orders are welcome at D&J Camping and Clothing. 24th and Park, in Paso Robles.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Wednesday, September 2nd, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
City of Paso Robles to hold public hearing for new cannabis fees. Expanded recreation access coming to Santa Margarita Lake. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 80s. It's 55 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. The City of Paso Robles will hold a public hearing on Tuesday, September 15th, to consider the adoption of a resolution establishing user fees for cannabis regulatory activities and services. The City announced this public hearing yesterday, and the current proposed fee schedule and calculations are currently available online. Members of the public will be afforded an opportunity to discuss the fees, and copies of the staff report and resolution describing the proposed fees will be available prior to the city's meeting. The city says these fees will be charged to offset the cost of providing the services for cannabis regulatory activities, so that the cost is paid for by the organization receiving the benefit, and not the community as a whole. Construction for a segment on the Bob Jones Pathway project began yesterday, according to a release from County Public Works. The project will construct a multi-use pathway to improve access and safety for bicycle and pedestrian users between the Octagon Barn and Clover Ridge Lane. A future segment will extend this portion to Ontario Road, providing contiguous access between San Luis Obispo and Avila Beach. Sosa Construction has been awarded the $10.5 million construction contract to perform the work, funded through a federal active transportation grant provided by the California Transportation Commission. It is anticipated the project will take 18 months for construction to finish. Segment 2 will be for a future contract. Gavin Newsom signs bill to expand recreation access to Santa Margarita Lake. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. Senator John Laird announced that Governor Newsom signed Senate Bill 1253 yesterday, which will expand recreational access at Santa Margarita Lake. Santa Margarita Lake currently allows fishing, boating, canoeing, and kayaking, but swimming and other activities involving direct contact with the water are prohibited. This is due to the reservoir status as a drinking water source. However, advances in water treatment and monitoring now make it possible to safely allow those activities, according to Senator Laird's release. The legislation will protect the reservoir's drinking water, but will allow swimming, paddleboarding, windsurfing, and other activities. The bill will go into effect January 1st, 2027. San Luis Obispo County will be required to report on recreational use and water quality impacts. The bill sunsets January 1st, 2032. The Plaskett Fire continues its growth, reaching nearly 29,000 acres as of yesterday evening. CAL FIRE says it remains active in steep, rugged terrain, with heavy fuels and limited access, with significant growth continuing along the eastern portion towards Fort Hunter Liggett. Crews continue strengthening control features along the northern perimeter, while suppression efforts also continue along the southern portion of the incident. Cooler temperatures and higher humidity are expected to provide more favorable conditions going forward. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Reds beat the Padres 4-3, the Pirates over the Giants 13-12, the Rangers beat the Athletics 8-5, the Cardinals over the Dodgers 13-8, Yankees beat the Angels 7-3. Tonight, the Dodgers will face the Cardinals, the Giants will go against the Pirates, the Angels will face the Yankees, the Athletics will go against the Rangers, the Padres will face the Reds. In California news, Monterey County officials found the body of an infant on Saturday next to a strawberry field and are searching for the baby's mother and suspected father. Detectives believe the baby was born from a teenage mother who gave birth to the baby on the side of the road before fleeing the scene. The teen is suspected of murder, but they also believe she is a victim of sexual abuse by her own father, 38-year-old Sergio Galvez Perez. A federal judge has dismissed the U.S. Justice Department's lawsuit that alleges that challenges California's policies to allow transgender athletes to compete on sports that match their gender identity. The Justice Department alleged that California was violating Title IX, arguing that sports eligibility are based on biological sex and not gender identity. U.S. District Judge Cynthia Valenzuela said Title IX does no such thing, citing the Supreme Court ruling that schools may determine eligibility based on biological sex. Local News was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:15.
This is Tim Hambrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Autonomous equipment is making major strides toward labor savings for farmers and new efficiencies. But a big change or investment does come with inherent risk. Before making a major investment, says Bonsai Robotics CEO Tyler Nide, growers should seriously consider whether their operation is properly set up for the technology.
You got to think, right? A farmer gets, 40, 50 chances in their lifetime to perfect their crop. If you take one big swing or one big bet on a new expensive implement, or imagine you buy a $1.2 million combine that doesn't work, it could ruin the farm, right? And unfortunately, specifically in California, there has been quite a few autonomous solutions that have been deployed that have not delivered to what they're promised. I think the key piece to successfully deploying autonomy on these farms is that, A, is the farm set up for it? And does it actually make sense from an ROI perspective, right? Is it big enough ultimately to go run these 24/7 and not have to cross public roads? But the other big thing is just the want from the people who are going to run it. Do they want it? Because if they want it and are interested in it, they're going to find a way to make it work, especially in the early days. Whereas if they're opposed to it, there could be challenges there. Making sure it's coming from the bottom up and not top down to make it successful, even if it's a perfect product.
Again, that's Tyler Nide with Bonsai Robotics.
Get ready to bid on the equipment you need in the Ritchie Brothers Unreserved California Regional Auction happening September 15th. Inventory is housed at Ritchie Brothers Los Angeles, Sacramento, and Tulare locations with in-person inspections available. Choose from agriculture equipment, earth-moving equipment, compact construction equipment, and heavy transportation. Don't miss this great opportunity. Visit rbauction.com/Los Angeles to sign up. That's rbauction.com/Los Angeles.
Ranchers, mark your calendars. A new Montana Bull Sale is coming this December. Join Bulls of the Big Sky Saturday, December 5th for the inaugural Bulls of the Big Sky Legacy Sale at Billings Livestock Commission in Billings, Montana. Held in conjunction with the Western Choice Sale featuring 80 head of age advantage bulls, 90 bred heifers from leading programs, this is a sale you won't want to miss. Save the date now, December 5th. Be sure to listen and watch for more details coming this fall. For more information, visit bullsofthebigsky.com.
This is Tim Hambrich with the Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network.
If you need a great, easy place for lunch, try the Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood. There is plenty of parking, and it's just a couple minutes from downtown Paso. Some of the locals' favorites, grilled prawn cob salad, cowboy Cuban with brisket and pulled pork, smash burger with two patties, the very popular beer-battered fish and chips, and shrimp tacos. Great lunch and easy parking, and the patio is pet-friendly. The Spirit of Paso Robles, right in the middle of River Oaks Golf Course.
Election Day is November 3rd. We need every conservative patriot to vote, and then call five friends and remind them to vote too. We love seeing voters at the poll on Election Day, but whether you vote in person or by mail, the most important thing is vote. Visit rpsloc.org to see the candidates endorsed by your local Republican Party. Stand up for your family, for your community, and your values. Vote this November 3rd. Paid for by the Republican Party of San Luis Obispo County.
KPRL News continues at 8:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. California citrus growers are navigating a complicated landscape of water shortages, labor concerns, trade uncertainty, invasive pests, pesticide regulations, rising costs, and increasing competition. Jacob Villagomez, Director of Governmental Affairs for California Citrus Mutual, discussed the issues affecting California citrus growers and the industry's future in an interview. While technology has changed many aspects of citrus production, much fresh market citrus remains dependent on hand labor. California does not have a mechanical harvesting system readily available for fresh market citrus. Water is one of the industry's greatest concerns as well. California's heat can stress citrus trees, leading to leaf curling, sunburn-related scarring, and sometimes causing the fruit to drop. The influx of Argentine lemons has also put a strain on California citrus growers. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Wednesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. One designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. Plenty of sunshine today with highs in the upper 70s. Northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear to partly cloudy skies tonight. Lows right around 50. West-northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clouds tomorrow morning, then mostly sunny. Highs in the low 80s. Northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy Friday, sunny on Saturday, partly cloudy on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Mid-70s Friday, low 80s Saturday and Sunday, upper 80s on Monday and Tuesday, 84 a week from today. Currently, it is 58 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company. Luxury Joy Designs from the Heart by Lindsay Jane. KPRL News Time is 8:21.
Sam's Tree Service, a board-certified master arborist with over 30 years' experience. It looks like we will have an El Nino this year, and this can cause considerable damage to your property. Sam's Tree Service can help prevent possible damage by evaluating your trees and removing issues ahead of time. Don't let the nasty weather cost you money. Sam's Tree Service, getting to the root of your problem. Call for a free estimate or go to samstree805.com to learn more.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Jerry Willis, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The major averages turned higher in early trading. Interest rates on U.S. Treasuries remain elevated but are off earlier highs. Factory orders rose more than expected in July, up 0.9%. Payroll processing company ADP says private employers added 38,000 new jobs last month. That number is down from July, and job growth was weaker than predicted. Dell Technology shares are rallying up 5% after an upbeat quarter on demand for its servers used in AI data centers, and it continues to sell more PCs. Dell is raising expectations for the year. Southwest Airlines is jumping into the airport lounge competition. The first lounges will be opened later next year. It's developing the lounges with JP Morgan Chase. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola. Invested in you.
My name is Amanda Klutz, and I'm a widow. You enter a different reality when you lose your husband, especially as a parent. Life insurance doesn't fix it, but it helps. With Ethos, you can get covered in minutes. No medical exams, up to $3 million in coverage, and it's all online.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/save. That's ethos.com/save. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
She grew up here, learned here, built her life and her craft right here. Inside a jewelry store trusted since 1980, she spent years behind the scenes, designing, refining, perfecting. Her mentors became her teachers. Her workplace became her calling. Along the way, she earned 12 National Jewelry Design Awards. But the most important work, the pieces no one had yet seen. Now, 6 years into ownership, the jewelry cases are changing. One designer, one vision. Her name is Lindsay Jane, and this is the beginning of her story. The jewelry cases at K. John's Jewelers will unveil something never done before. After decades of showcasing beloved designers and friends, every piece you'll see will be an original design, created by owner and award-winning designer Lindsay Jane. Born and raised right here, with 12 National Design Awards, she's bringing her full body of work into the light. Hand-designed, crafted with intention, rooted in this town. This year marks a new chapter. K. John's Jewelers is becoming Lindsay Jane, a legacy redesigned.
This fall, Allegretto Wines invites you to two special experiences. October 1st, join Paso Perspectives, Wild Things, from 4 to 6 in the Chef's Garden, celebrating organic, regenerative, and sustainable Paso Robles wineries. On October 22nd, Allegretto Wines and Cello Ristorante come together for the Harvest Wine Dinner, an evening of seasonal, locally sourced cuisine paired with wine starting at 5:30. Space is limited for both. Reserve your tickets on Talk now or visit AllegrettoWines.com.
Don't forget that Ricky's Furniture Outlet in Walmart, next to Walmart in Paso Robles, they have their Labor Day sale going on now. Through this Monday, you can buy a sofa or love seat and get a free recliner. Recliners for as low as $3.99 and lots more. And don't forget, on Monday the 7th, stop by for free hamburger and hot dogs. Open 7 days a week. That's Ricky's Furniture in the Walmart Shopping Center, Paso Robles.
Hello, KPRL listeners. This is Aaron Hunt at Shadow Run Vineyards, inviting you to take a drive in the countryside out to Creston and taste wine at our ranch, vineyard, and winery. Shadow Run is located on La Ponza Road between the 41 and 58. We're open Friday through Sunday, 11 to 5, no appointment required. Mention KPRL for a free tasting with the winemaker for you and your party. Hope to see you soon.
Mid-State Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Mid-State Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidStatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Chronicles of the West on KPRL is brought to you by Mid-State Precious Metals near the movie theater in Atascadero, one of the highest paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. MidStatePreciousMetals.com, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. Boomtowns came and went throughout the Old West. One of the last great boomtowns in the Old West was named Rawhide, Nevada. The Old West, when the cry of gold or silver went out, towns sprang up overnight, and more often than not, they disappeared as fast as they had appeared. In early 1907, Rawhide, Nevada, comprised of a few hard rock miners and a tobacco can nailed on a pole that served as the post office. Then gold was discovered. Throughout the winter, people started arriving. By spring, Rawhide had 28 restaurants, 40 saloons, 30 hotels, 10 barber shops, 2 churches, 125 brokerage offices handling the trading of mines, and a red light district called Stingaree Gulch. For 2 years, the miners mined the mines, the gamblers mined the miners, and the merchants and brokerage offices mined them all. Then on September 5, 1908, a frontier town's greatest fear happened. Rawhide caught on fire. You see, the buildings of frontier towns were usually made of wood. And after a short time in the desert dryness, the wood became kindling. Even the most sophisticated town would have a pumper wagon pulled by manpower, and when the tank was empty, the town would burn down before it was refilled. For Rawhide, in less than an hour, the whole town was ablaze. By the next morning, nothing was left but smoldering ashes, but the townspeople immediately started rebuilding. Unfortunately, even before the project was done, the rains came and a flash flood washed everything away. By now, the gold from the mines had started petering out, and what the wrath of God couldn't accomplish, the fickle hand of Midas completed. So everyone left to the next great opportunity. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 021-99910.
When you need a plumber, chances are you need one right away. That's why Red's On-Time Plumbing is available 24/7 with same-day service. Red's On-Time Plumbing has a 5-star rating on Google. Get a great plumber and quick. If you're planning a project, Red's has convenient online booking and always gives free estimates. Ask about a $1,000 SoCal rebate on high-efficiency tankless water heaters. Schedule now at ontimeplumbingpro.com or call Red's On-Time Plumbing at 805-466-6188.
Lint Patrol specializes in dryer vent cleaning. You can trust Dylan with Lint Patrol to keep your vents clean and safe, and this helps your dryer run more efficiently and reduces the risk of a house fire. Dylan has over 6 years of appliance preventative maintenance experience and is knowledgeable in all things appliance care. This is an affordable, simple way to help protect your home. Contact Dylan today at 805-975-5176 or visit lintpatrolca.com.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. Senator John Laird announced that Governor Newsom signed Senate Bill 1253 yesterday, which will expand recreation access at Santa Margarita Lake. Swimming and other activities involving direct contact with the water are currently prohibited. This is due to the reservoir status as a drinking water source. Advances in water treatment will now make it possible to safely allow these activities. Construction for a segment on the Bob Jones Pathway project began yesterday from the Octagon Barn to Clover Ridge Lane. A future segment will expand this portion to Ontario Road, providing continuous access between San Luis Obispo and Avila Beach. This is the first segment. This first segment will take 18 months of construction to finish. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 80s. It's 59 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
News. I'm Gian Gelosi. Day five of deliberations in the Lindsey Clancy murder trial and the deadlocked jury working to decide whether she's criminally responsible for killing her three young kids.
Right now, it's not clear exactly the reason for their impasse and how many jurors are on one side of the argument versus the other. But I did have the opportunity to ask Kevin Reddington, Lindsey Clancy's lawyer, about it. Reddington says if the jury can't reach a verdict and there is a mistrial, he fully expects the Plymouth County DA to retry this case.
Fox's Nate Foy, Tiger Woods changing his plea in a DUI case from a rollover crash in March near his home in Florida.
The state amended the DUI charge to willful, wanton, reckless driving. Now, Woods pled guilty, which comes with a $1,000 bond and a 5-year driver's license suspension.
And that is Fox's Dana Marie McNichol reporting. America's listening to Fox News.
Sam's Tree Service, a board-certified master arborist with over 30 years' experience. It looks like we will have an El Nino this year, and this can cause considerable damage to your property. Sam's Tree Service can help prevent possible damage by evaluating your trees and removing issues ahead of time. Don't let the nasty weather cost you money. Sam's Tree Service, getting to the root of your problem. Call for a free estimate or go to samstree805.com. To learn more.
It's funny how the little things can make the biggest difference. Take hearing aid batteries. The batteries work just fine, but opening the package is another story. That's why Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists is proud to offer the new, easy-to-open hearing aid batteries. They're the only office in town stocking them. And for KPRL listeners, Peter has a neighborly deal. Buy one case of easy-to-open batteries and get one case free. Call 805-460-7385. 805-460-7385. Hearing Aid Specialists.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. They are the replacement window masters at 25 minutes away from 9. Sunshine today, highs in the low 80s. Some clouds, but mostly clear tonight. Overnight lows low to mid 50s. And then for your Thursday, temperatures should be in the low 80s. Pretty much the same, right? Mid 70s on Friday. Back to low 80s on Saturday and Sunday. Mid 80s for your Labor Day Monday. Also next Tuesday and then next Wednesday. Mostly sunny, low 80s. Today's UV index will be 9. You know, check that. It's going to be 8. Up and down, 6:37 a.m., 7:30 p.m. We are at 58 degrees, and your weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, sliding or swinging doors with features like doggy doors are built right in. Okay, I think Karen, Eric's in for Karen this afternoon. I forget, can't keep track. But anyway, that's this afternoon, 12:30 till 2. Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of Speech is brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing, 805-466-6188. We are on the backstretch and headed for home. Call or text 238-5775, 238-KPRL to join us. And remember, you can change the subject at any time. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, whatever may be on your mind, let me see here. They turned the bowling alley into Dollar Tree. Well, who's they? Because that bowling alley was idle for a few years. It was for sale and that, but I don't know who is they turned the bowling alley. Bowling alleys were doomed, unfortunately, because bowling's a lot of fun. And they have great french fries. Bowling alley, whatever, gives you great french fries. When the laws went into effect about the smoking, that's when a big, big change started to happen. And, you know, the bowling leagues went away, and then the older folks who were, you know, they grew up smoking cigarettes and stuff like that, but always enjoyed it on a nice rainy day. When your kids go to the bowling alley and then you get older, you take your kids and their kids have a birthday party there. It was always a lot of fun. Always a lot of fun, but, you know, they call it progress, times change, and stuff like that. Chris, you ever go bowling?
Yes, I have, actually, with coworkers one time. It was a lot of fun.
It is fun, isn't it?
Yeah. I had an interesting record where every time I went, I mean, what exactly do you call it in bowling when you, like, you know, just go up to do your thing? I don't know, bowling terms. Just like throw the ball, you know, like, you know.
I don't know the technical. I don't know the technical.
Either way, I would always get a strike, then completely miss the next one. Then get a strike, then completely miss the next one.
So you weren't able to figure out why, obviously.
Nope. I was just high highs and low lows.
All right. So there's a, oh, man. And then there's a laughing at you. Right.
They thought it was, they were like, wait, you've never gone bowling before after my first hit because that was a strike. And I said, yeah, I haven't. And then they saw why.
Okay. You didn't go up there and just stand and roll it. You did the,
yeah, no, you know, the step forward a little bit, then, you know.
The arm action?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. I thought you just go up there and just plop it down and go forward.
Funny story about that, actually. I went with coworkers back when I worked at Home Depot, and we had a little group chat that we spoke in outside of work, and that's how we made the plans to go bowling. Everyone was like, hey, do you guys want to go bowling after work today? Yeah, sure. There was one person who didn't go, and afterwards, she leaves the group chat, like, pouting and being all petty and stuff. I'm like, why'd you leave? And she said, because I wasn't invited. And I said, it was an open invitation to everybody. Just because we didn't name you specifically doesn't mean you weren't invited. It said, does anyone want to go bowling after work?
So since it wasn't specifically her name, she didn't think she was invited.
Correct. And had a temper tantrum about it.
Maybe it's best she didn't show up anyway. Okay. Just maybe. I'm guessing there. But no, it is fun. And it's a shame. So I'm assuming did you go in Tascadero?
No, this was back when I was in college. So it was in Santa Barbara.
Oh, okay. All right. Do you know if that bowling alley is still there?
Probably not.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a shame. That really is. I don't know if this is considered a first date or not. Let me see. I'm trying to think. Seventh grade. A couple of the guys, because it was raining, so we couldn't play ball. So we're trying to figure out what to do. And I don't know how things came because I wasn't involved with it. But one of my buddies, he calls me up and says, hey, Kevin, he says, me and so-and-so and a couple of girls, they want to go bowling. But the girls won't go unless this other girl comes and we have to have a guy with her. Her name was Claudia. And, I mean, we all went to school together. You know, we were in the same class. So I said, no, man, I don't. And so eventually I would have been the party pooper. If I didn't go because Claudia didn't want to be with, two guys, two girls, and then her by herself without a guy. Oh, guy, we were kids. So I don't know, I guess the pressure got to me. I said, all right, I'll do it because, well, you know, when you're seventh grade, your buddies are going to call you all kinds of names and stuff like that if you don't do it. So I said I'd go and actually had a good time. You know, again, long as I got the French fries and a Coke and that kind of stuff, we were ready to go. But this particular bowling alley where we went, it was in Yonkers, and it was on Nepperhan Avenue. And this bowling alley had not a bad reputation, but it had a reputation for hosting meetings. And I'll see if anybody can figure this one out, what the meetings were. When you would show up to the bowling alley, there would be these big black Cadillacs or Lincolns parked out in front. Now, this was a Saturday morning. And then you would go inside, and the meeting was on the left side of the bowling alley when you walked in with guys in suits on the one side, and nobody was bowling in that area. It was all on the right-hand side. Does anybody have any idea of what kind of business may have been conducted at this particular place? Okay. Let me just say that. That's what I'm talking about. And there was no bother, you know, never an issue or anything like that, but you just kind of grew up. In that, you know, and you knew what was going on and stuff like that. But it was not a big deal. And the parents didn't say, "Well, you can't go to that bowling alley because they have these particular people have a meeting there." They were going to leave you alone, so it was not a big deal. All right, let's see here. The bowling alley in Goleta is still open. I think that's where Chris went when he was in college.
Okay, so it's probably still open then.
All right, so that was Goleta.
Yeah, it was in Goleta. I say Santa Barbara, but
okay,
you know.
No. I get it. All right, well, that's fun to know. All right, let's see here. There's a meeting coming up this Tuesday at the Paso Robles school board meeting, and the public is encouraged to, well, you're encouraged to show up for the meetings anyway, but this one in particular, because it has to do with the issues regarding the responsibility of the school district and the draft of the bond and the construction and all that other kind of stuff. And the committee that was supposed to meet, that we were told was going to meet, the oversight committee. And there could be... I think it's over a year and a half, that nothing... The meetings never occurred. There is a suggestion to file a county grand jury complaint against it. According to this, grand juries regularly examine school bond programs and to be compliant with what they say that they are going to do, and also by state law of what they are supposed to do. Okay? And there is some, again, talk. No annual report is effectively a willful failure to maintain the committee required by the laws or the rules, however you want to do it. 2 years of inaction. So again, it is suggested that the questions be asked on this. For an order stopping further spending of Prop 39 bond proceeds, the case gets calendar priority. If the plaintiff wins the injunction, the county may award attorney fees under code whatever. The four grounds are: bond money spent on purpose other than school facilities allowed by the Constitution, spending that does not comply with the Prop 39 constitutional conditions, and illegal expenditure that will continue during the law. So, again, there is much more going on, and you are strongly advised to show up, ask questions at the school board meeting, and regarding particularly the Citizens Oversight Committee, all right? And the citizens, you do have recourse, and apparently they have not convened a Citizens Overnight Committee in almost 2 years. Remember the other day I was asking, well, and somebody helped out, and, well, you know, they do show, and they should show, where's the money? Well, that was a lot of money for the last bond, and now they're asking for more money. So if you want to do that, you are encouraged to do that. And I guess another way would say that you're asked to help out. You are asked to help out. Okay. So, I want to go back to something. I believe it was in the first hour. The gentleman said he doesn't really care about the cameras. And if somebody came up to him on the street and took a picture, said, can I take a picture or whatever, he'd sign with it. And he said, well, because, you know, you're already taking a picture with your eyes. Chris, as I pointed out I think it was last week, is, you know, you might want to rethink that from this standpoint. And I don't know how they do it, but Chris knows a little bit more about this. So a total stranger wants to come up to you on the street and take a picture. Now, again, it may not be your choice, but just for the sake of the conversation where it's going, somebody comes up and takes a or wants to take a picture, or they just take a picture, you say, hey, no, I don't want that. And this, you know, the guy's saying, no big deal. Chris, what could they do with that picture? What could someone do with that picture?
I suspect this is going to go into AI territory. Or is that the implication?
Of course it is. So they could be... One is, I would think it would be strange, wouldn't you, to go up to somebody and want to take a picture of them?
It would certainly be strange. We do have a caller, so I'm going to keep my answer brief. I don't think one picture is enough for an AI to be trained to do anything that looks real enough.
Okay. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. I wanted to touch on the subject of the cameras and the pictures as you were discussing and comment on what was talked about in the first hour. You know, there's a difference between someone taking a picture across the street of some historical monument and I happen to be in the picture, as opposed to somebody coming up to me and taking my picture. You're getting in my space. Not only do I could assume that you're up to some sort of no good, and that is quite provocative. You're invading my space. So, no, that's an absolute no-no. That's ridiculous to say that it would be okay. But further on the subject of pictures and cameras, when you're out in the public, it is true, when you're on the road, that's public space, and you don't have the expectation of privacy when you're driving down the road. And it's really not so much the cameras taking a picture of your license plate. It's the information that's stored and what's done with it. Because when you are, like I said, in public, you don't have the expectation of privacy. However, when they're putting cameras up, not telling us, and then storing that information for a length of time or indefinitely, that's a different story. So there are benefits to these cameras. However, it becomes surveillance and not good when they keep this information for an extended period of time. So if we were going to have this discussion, it would be, how long do you keep that information and what purposes are we using it? Make it very explicit before I'd ever sign on to it.
Okay, so a couple of things there. One is, you know, how long they keep that information. I'm going to assume, you know, like the school district, they only keep stuff on their sites now for 30 days, I think. And where does that information go?
Or who has access to it for what purpose?
Right, because information doesn't go away anymore. It goes somewhere. It's just, you know, it's not like the old days where I go through my files and I take them and I shred them or I burn them and they're gone. They're on a computer somewhere, even though I deleted them.
Well, and that's the other thing about this. That information is fine to put a length of time, and like you say, it doesn't go away. But the other part of that would be you can't just randomly go into somebody's house, law enforcement, that is. You have to have a warrant. You have to have probable cause. And it's the same thing with that information. That information should not be utilized unless there's some sort of warrant or court order looking for something specific. You can't just have that information out there for people to use at their own pleasure, the government or anybody else.
Well, okay, like with the guy in the first hour. Well, you know, they've got the information anyway. What's the big deal? So, you know, someone has that information. I contend, the more people that have that information, the more no good can happen.
Well, that is true, and that does come back down to who is in charge of the government. Who are the politicians? Who are the government workers? And when you have the wrong people in there, well, it's guaranteed to be misused, abused, shall we say.
Right. Yeah. Yep.
No. The other thing about that, too, is, you know, we keep talking about flock cameras. Remember that that's just one particular brand. We're talking about license plate readers, that technology, because there are people that are wanting to outlaw flock. Well, Motorola has them, and there's a couple other manufacturers as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of get caught up with that particular name. It's about the photography of your vehicle. And they are used for benefit. Let's face it, when you go across the bridges up in the Bay Area, they take a picture of your license plate and send you a bill for crossing the bridge. And it's used effectively that way. That's a benefit, if you ask me. I don't think that's abused, and I don't think that information, well, I don't know if that information's kept.
Well,
it shouldn't be.
if you call paying a toll tax a benefit, okay, I get you.
Well, no, wait a minute. Theoretically, and I'm assuming that it's more cost-effective than having a whole raft of people there 24/7 collecting quarters.
No, right? I know. That's why I was being a smart aleck.
Right. Yeah, no worries.
Okay.
No worries.
All right.
All right. That's my 2 cents for the day.
Thank you very much. That's give me a quarter. That way we're even. All right, I do call back. So I don't know. His point about, you know, if you're out in public and somebody takes your picture inadvertently because they're, you know, taking a picture of whatever, okay. But what if somebody comes up to you in public and does that? Can you, what are your ramifications? Other than say, would you please not? And, you know, what if they don't? Do you get in a fist fight? You take the phone, smash it? I don't know. Hi, good morning.
Hey, Kevin, this is Ron.
Hey.
Hey, I read a book about a couple of years ago about this very issue in China. So what happened in China is they had the very thing. They had cameras everywhere looking and everything, but they had a big problem. They had so much information, they didn't really know how to process it. And this is where the computer companies came in with AI and helped them, and it was kind of the beginning stages of AI. So they started figuring out how to make AI work. So they were able to put all of this information that in China they were collecting, put it in a system, and here's how they used it. What they do is, I don't know if every police officer, but there are police officers in China that carry a CPU in their pocket, and they wear glasses. Whether they have glasses or not, they wear glasses. And if they see you, they look at you, and those glasses do a facial recognition, and they profile who you are, what you are, what you're doing there, and if you're not up to the standard for the Chinese. And they actually rate their people on a scale, and the police officer can see that right there and then determine the best way forward, how to take care of you. So that's where it's all started. I'm not saying the United States is going to do that, but the potential to do that is great, and it's there.
I'm surprised that you said you don't think the United States. I think whoever gets in charge that's not who we want, I think down the road that absolutely could happen. When you look at what these radicals are just wanting to do within the United States, I think that's it's true. Totally possible, and that's why I am against the foot in the front door. I don't trust them.
I think you have a more valid point than I do. I think you're probably correct, because this stuff kind of just slowly grows. It doesn't happen overnight. And it just slowly grows. So let me give you another level that they do. The other thing they do with that process is they have entry-level cameras at stores, like, say, Walmart or whatever. And if you are on the outs list, you go to that store, it will and they will stop you from going in the store and utilizing the services. So, yeah, so they control their population like that.
Hmm. Well, again, yeah. just think of, you know, somebody that got a drunk driving here in the United States, and they're heading into to get a liquor store, you know, in a year or two. You can't go in there.
Yep.
Can't.
You know, and you're right. That's where it'll start. So that would be kind of a valid reason.
Yep.
But you're right. Then it would grow, and then pretty soon it's, well, how did you vote?
Well, again, that's the thing. Ron, I got to tell you, I was very surprised at the middle of this conversation that you had so much trust in the government.
I try not to get too far out there on the fringes.
I thought, you know what? I think maybe he needs some help or something. What's happening to Ron? I don't know. You need to get back to work and be in the real world, sir.
Yeah. Well, maybe I'm softening up in my old age.
Yeah.
Or something.
All right. Take care. Bye.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. City of Paso Robles will hold a public hearing on Tuesday, September 15th to consider the adoption of a resolution establishing user fees for cannabis regulatory activities and services. These fees will be charged to offset the cost of providing these services for the cannabis regulatory activities, paid for by the organization receiving the service.
Construction for a segment on the Bob Jones Pathway Project began yesterday from the Octagon Barn to Clover Ridge Lane. A future segment will expand this portion to Ontario Road, providing continuous access between San Luis Obispo and Avila Beach. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today, highs in the low 80s, it's 59 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
All right, Karen's in this afternoon. I think she'll be talking a little bit with Lynn Compton and Eric and about this nutcase's trial a little bit. So enjoy that. Enjoy your day. Thanks for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep the cash local while you continue to live as free American. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business.
County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.